Hello, my name is Stefan Rydensjö. I work at Sirocco as a CRM consultant working with global industries when it comes to CPQ.
Yeah, so my name is Andreas Salsten. I also work at Sirocco as an application consultant doing various implementations for customers in the manufacturing area.
Hello, my name is Beate Vries. I work at Expolytics. I'm sales director for the EMEA region. I'm working in the CPQ domain for the last 2 decades, helping customers understanding how they can benefit from it.
My name is Frederick. I also work for Sirocco as an application consultant and specialist. I'm fairly new to CPQ, which brings another sort of perspective into this conversation, which I'm looking forward to as well.
Today, we are going to focus on the P, the pricing part of CPQ.
How does that work and how can that be beneficial for someone using CPQ?
If you're using CPQ, the configuration part can be complex, and meaning that also the pricing of that configured product or solution is automatically complex, meaning that it's difficult by using Excel, for example, to do an accurate pricing. Even more, pricing is, of course, much broader. It is about currency, about pricing in different countries and channels, what price lists are available for that, and they are connected to that configuration or solution created. And next to that, I think what's important, and you also see it heavily connected in CRM and ERP, is these agreements. Certain customers have these frame agreements on their pricing, which are connected to that system, and be able to propose the right discount and make the right approval process and automate the process that's connected to this CPQ domain.
And also adding on to the pricing, if you do a proper CPQ solution, you can also see the cost. So the internal cost for the configured product. Mm. And thereby you can see the margin. And also, as you mentioned, Bert, about the discounts, that you don't undersell or sell to a too low price.
And even that pricing can have different levels. I mean with that a level for which a certain person is able to sell it and he can see the cost price, but at a different level, the cost price can go much in much more deep detailed level on for certain people to decide on.
Exactly. And then you can also have thresholds, discount thresholds or rebates. It's limited, so if you go over that threshold as a salesperson, let's say 10% or something, you will automatically start an approval process. This quote needs to be approved because you have given such and such amount of discount.
So it will control that discounting process and make sure that the pricing is done accurately for the type of solution sold in the channel and country sold.
Yeah, but we can just add on with the approvals that it also applies for the configuration part. You can have a technical approval, and you can have those flows in parallel. So for a configured product that's priced with a certain discount, you don't have to wait for the technical approval to start the business approval and vice versa. And you also don't end up in a situation where those two are approved individually, but the combination of business and technical approval isn't allowed for some reason.
Yeah, you're right there, Andre. Thank you. Good point.
I don't know if we should mention anything about subscription pricing that's more common in the CPQ world. And in those situations, you often have a very simple product, maybe. You have a contract. And then the pricing terms are way more complicated than the product sold. So some parts of CPQ doesn't really focus on the configuration, but more on the pricing.
Mm. Exactly, you're right, Andre. Because of this subscription flow in the world, the pricing is getting complicated because you can have a solution where there's a one-time cost for a product, probably, that there are subscription costs for services and software added on that product. And there are also service costs for implementation installation, which could be one time or could be at a request later. So you have very different price categories in the which are combined as a total solution and needs to be approved, needs to be profitable for a company and being competitive in the market, of course.
And nowadays you don't earn the money on the technical product, or if you sell a bus or a truck or something, you earn the money you earn, that's on the services.
Yeah, it's from the aftermarket.
I mean, you're talking a lot about how it will be for the sales perspective in terms of pricing and configuring. I think one of the beauties of CPQ as well is to sort of simplify a complex solution for the person buying it. I mean, take cars or a bike or whatever it is. You can go as detailed as you want. But for me as a consumer, if I want to buy something, I can get quite complicated stuff in an easy matter.
You're absolutely right. Because the beauty of a good setup of CPQ is that all the very complex engineering knowledge, all the tribal knowledge of a company is put in CPQ. Salespeople don't need to know it, understand it. They only need to have good customer requirements, helping them through a guided selling flow, preferable, where the best solution and price is generated automatically for that customer requirement, including one or more alternative if applicable. That's what I would see from a sales perspective as the best business driver, because if you make that a good control process, it will go much quicker and salespeople will get used to it, and they will have all the technical possibilities of a company at their fingertips to quote for. Unless, if you don't have such a system, what you normally see is that they sell what they trust, what they've sold before. So they will never sell new things or the areas they have never explored before.
You also mentioned there about guided selling. Maybe we could dig into that a little bit. What is it?
The guided selling is much more about the thinking process from a consumer perspective, where you would say, what are the logical steps or challenges someone's looking for, and let them answer them, and then the right product and solution is generated automatically. But a big issue of there, that is that if you set it up correctly, it will automatically come up with good suggestions on up and cross-sell. So it will not only solve the requirements of the customer, but also make him aware of possible extensions or other versions of the product he could choose, which I have never thought of. And that, if you set up that correctly and make that a nice play, it's good. It is also helpful for young, new salespeople in the company, which have no clue about the products, where the very experienced salespeople of the same company said, no, let's throw away the guided selling because I know what to quote. Yeah? So even there, you could have two entries, a guided selling entry and a more experienced user entry of using CPQ, which in fact, of course, will use the same setup, same rules to generate the right configuration and solution.
Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more, please visit sirocco.se and expertlogix.com.